Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and girls, and welcome back to the Spirit of America party. I was talking to Jimmy from Brooklyn today. Did you hear him on the Bob Grant show? He was very good. If you want to know anything about communism in the United States, especially about communism in New York City, which is going to be the communist capital of the world, and the alternate will be Washington, D.C., Jimmy mentioned to Bob Grant that on the 10th anniversary of the communist victory in Vietnam, Jesse Jackson gave a celebration speech to the Communist Party of the United States. How's that? Man, that guy didn't miss an opportunity to get money everywhere. Yes, thank you, Jesse, for betraying the troops. You were the best grandstander. And Jimmy always reminds us that communism divides and splinters and creates Balkanized countries. And he mentions Homo-Leninists, Afro-Leninists, Enviro-Leninists. Just pick a cause that the communists are pushing and add Leninists to it. And as far as global warming goes, you don't have to worry about global warmings. Within the next 4 years, we are going to suffer a nuclear strike. And then you'll have plenty of global warming right in your backyard. Did you see those asteroids going past Moscow? And the Russians thought we were coming. They don't get it. They don't get it. We're not going anywhere. All we want to do is sit around and gain weight. Yeah, we're fighting fat. We're not fighting drugs. We're not fighting communism. By the way, if you're a Democrat, your party's been infiltrated by the Communist Party. So if you're a communist, stay. If you're an American, get out. And let me take a break and we'll go to a tune. Here's a tune you don't hear much anymore, especially if you're in the Navy or the Marine Corps. This was a tune that was created, the lyrics, by Reverend William Whiting, and the music by Reverend John B. Dyke. Yes, they were two Christians, and they wrote this tune, and it was adopted by the U.S. Navy. It is called the Navy Hymn. But it covers everybody who serves and loves this country, including the guy that got Bin Laden, that after 18 years of service in the military gets no benefits. But Chuck Schumer's cleaning up. Dennis Kucinich is lining his pockets. Carlos the Jekyll Levin has his own treasury box. Yes. We're in trouble, my friends. We've lost our country. The question is, do you want it back or do you want to be a slave? So, the tune goes something like this. Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who bids the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee. For the men that were abandoned in Benghazi. I put that last line in there. And of course, Eternal Father is God, Almighty God, who we're not allowed to mention his name in communist cucumber schools. I worry, I pray for the youngest of the young, the kids in preschool and kindergarten. They're the only ones left that have a free mind. Everybody else is brainwashed. And Obama is moving on the preschoolers. Eternal Father, lend thy grace to those with wings who fly through space. Well, we don't fly through space anymore. Obama has killed that program. And his next move is to reduce our fight back capability and reduce the number of missiles we have in our arsenal so that Russia becomes superior to the United States, with Red China right behind. Through wind and storm, through snow and rain, oh, bring them safely home again. The way Obama's going, he's got 2,000 dead Americans. 3 months ago, that was the count in Afghanistan. He was in office 3 months and 3 years and 10 months, and he lost 2,000 Americans in Afghanistan. Bush only lost 461 in 8 years, and everyone he lost was announced on MSNBC. They even sent reporters to go to the relatives, the mothers and fathers of the dead, and stuck a microphone in their face and said, "How does it feel to be an American?" Yeah, and now we got 2,000 dead Americans plus He might be up to 2,500 already. And it was all covered up in the communist newspapers and on the communist media. ABC, always be communist. NBC, nothing but communist. CNN, Communist News Network. And then they even have Assassination by Ridicule, and that's the Communist Comedy Central. And guess what? They classified them as NATO troops, and then they sneaked the bodies home. Yeah, no fanfare. Just get them into the morgue and get them out of here. And don't mention that we've lost 2,000. And don't mention that we lost an entire SEAL team. That you classify as a chopper crash. But it was a phone-ahead ambush. You don't know about that, do you? Go to YouTube and Google SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. And you can also go to Google and YouTube and you can Google copy of Benghazi 911 call. Oh, Father, hear in humble prayer for those who peril in the air. O Trinity, see, this is three persons in one, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yep, that's a Christian, that's some Christian symbolism. O Trinity of love and power, our brethren shield in danger's hour. From rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad hymns of praise from land and sea. Praise be to God. Amen. Hang in there, and I'll give you a tune that you won't hear. It'll be banned in about another year. This story just broke 2 hours ago. I'm picking it up off of WorldNet Daily. And apparently, Saturday Night Live has done the greatest insult to the Christian community that's ever been performed by a pornographic group. And what they've done is they're mocking Christ and comparing the Passion of Christ to a Quentin Tarantino movie under the guise of being artful, but what they're really doing is they're going to the cross and they're spitting on the face of Jesus Christ, and they're doing it in the name of comedy. And I call for a boycott of any sponsor of NBC in any program. Get them all. Put this goddamn network out of business. Nothing but communists is NBC. Destroy it. Take it down. Burn it to the ground without lighting matches. And may God get them all. You see what's happening. Lent began 3 days ago. The attack on Christmas is over. Now comes the attack on Easter. The first movie that came out on crap television is The Passion of Christ, where Jesus is tempted by Mary Magdalene. Give me a break. Give me a break. If you're going to write that kind of crap, at least do it where you belong, in the Soviet Union. 80% of the country is Christian, and it's time for 80% of the country to take their country back. Take your home back, take your schools back, and take your country back before there's nothing left but Sodom and Gomorrah, one on each coast. Here we go. I just blogged a whole bunch of people, and I'm starting this boycott of NBC. It is time for Christians to take their homes, schools, and country back. Lent begins with the media movie of The Passion of Christ, which is not the suffering on the cross. Remember when, made the movie The Passion? Huh? And they try to stop him from making it? Mel Gibson. They try to see to it that he went broke on it. Instead, he made $1 billion. Yeah, so they got him by saying he was an anti-Semite when he was drunk. Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. No Bible story, no robe, no the silver chalice. The cokeheads who die on the job at Saturday Night Live have followed a Chinese GE's orders and their successors to get Christ. Because I think, Comcast buy NBC? And we thought we were going to get an improvement. Instead, we got more garbage. NBC, nothing but communists, have done zero to promote tasteful comedy. The only thing they haven't done is porn on stage with barnyard animals. There is no comedy on SNL. They cater to a little bunch of latte frappes. This communist attack on 80% of Americans calls for a boycott of all sponsors who hope to profit from this outrage. See a YouTube, and this isn't the first time NBC has attacked Christianity. See YouTube, I pledge to thee a boycott NBC. And now I'm going to give you a tune, we're going to get even, we're going to give you a Jesus tune. Remember, 80% of the country is Christian. You think about that. Jimmy from Brooklyn says it used to be 90%. Let me make a suggestion on what you should give up for Lent. This will be the greatest gift that you could give God. Give up NBC. Give up NBC for Lent. In 40 days, they'll be out of business. Give up their sponsors for Lent. Give it up for Lent. And when somebody says they're giving up candy, you could say you gave up NBC.
Gift of love, they crucified, they love. fag. Yes, that's an outrage. And you know what? If they get away with that, next week it'll be more obscene.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. So you see that meteor shower, that asteroids that the Russians got, and they got all jumpy about it. They thought it was us that was doing it. So maybe Ronald Reagan's Star Wars did have him bluffed, huh? And then you wonder if Sodom and Gomorrah got the same treatment. God got fed up with them, and he just decided to give them a little meteor shower. You think if he gets fed up with us, all he's got to do is push the sun in our direction? Yeah. Then the global warming people will be, or global worming, depend on how you look at it. They'll be right. It is getting hotter. So, and the big news tonight is Homeland Security has acquired 1.8 billion bullets. They're going to protect us. You know who else did that? And he's protecting his people? Hugo Chavez. He spent $1 billion on AK-47s to protect his people. Yeah, from him. And that's what this is. This deal is. The government wants to make sure that the people don't come after them. Now, why would they even think a thing like that? I don't know. But it's not looking good. And you know what? You never know which way the military may go. You know? I mean, let's face it. Who's serving in the military today? Only Americans. And Americans are less than 1% of the country. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're 12 years into a war that nobody knows about. They think 9-1-1 was a Disney stunt. 12 years to put back the buildings, and they still haven't got it. Unbelievable. That's greedy people. Greedy people. Everybody wants their own way. And here, when we built the Empire State Building, it took a year. And guys came to get a job, and they stood across the street and waited for somebody to fall off a girder. The water boys used to have to go up on the girders and bring the workers water. I think they got $5 a week. And that was big money. Yep. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We've destroyed our school system, and now Obama wants to import intellectuals because there's nobody with brains left in the country. So he's putting a call out to the world to send their best to replace the dummies that the school system is pumping out. And he wants more money for the school system so we can pump out more dummies. It is really sad. Absolutely very sad. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. This is for the boys in Afghanistan. Stay sharp, fellas. The Taliban does not intend to let you out easy. They're going to try and count as many coups on you as they possibly can. And they're going to get help from the Obama cover-up committee. So you better, when you think things are looking nice, neat, and quiet, you better get extra sharp. And don't let your guard down, not for a minute.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl waiting for me. Yeah.
night I read 26 of the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was read into the congressional record in 1962, and they've reached every one of them. I didn't finish. I only did 26 out of the 45, but I'll do it again. Now, somebody put up on a website, on a blog site today, the Communist Manifesto. So I copied it, and I'm going to read it to you. And I was thinking, there's a show, a guy works for O'Reilly, does surveys, and I don't know the name of the show, I got to look it up. And he went out and he was surveying girls at the beach in bikinis, and he was asking them political questions, and they didn't have any answers whatsoever. Then he asked the guy, and he goes, who was the first, who were the founding fathers? And name one of the founding fathers, and a guy named Lincoln. And they said, why Lincoln? He says, because he was the first president. Now, this guy is at least a high school graduate. God forbid he's a college graduate. Because he's going to have a father that's going to commit suicide after spending $100,000 to send jerky to go get no beef. Unbelievable. But you know what? That's a communist tactic. That's to take American history out of colleges and high schools and grammar schools. You're never going to get the education that I got. You're never going to get the education that the children of the greatest generation got. You're not going to get the education that the greatest generation got. You're going to get plain old communist chocolate pudding. And you don't know it. My key question is, how do you know you're not brainwashed? So I'm going to read to you the Communist Manifesto, because the word communist has been erased from the American jargon, the American vocabulary. They will tell you all about the Nazis, but they'll never tell you about their number one competitor, the communists. The only difference between Nazis and communists is the uniform. And of course, you know, Congress is off for a week. They got the President's Day week off. Aren't they great? Aren't they great? And somebody mentioned that the sniper that killed Bin Laden had 2 years to go in the service, and he left, and he gets nothing. He gets no pension. He gets nothing. And all these termites have to do is score one election, and they are taken care of for life. Man, we got to make some changes. You know what? We're waiting too long to make the changes. When it gets so bad that nobody can stand it, the changes are going to be violent. And the changes are going to be harsh. Instead of doing it gradually and getting rid of these guys, one term per termite. There is nobody that's indispensable in the Senate or the Congress or the presidency or the Supreme Court. There's nobody indispensable. One term per termite, and then get a new guy in there and do away with all the benefits. Now, I hear that they passed a law saying that they can no longer do inside trading in the Congress. You can't do it in Wall Street, but the Congress could do it. They could take tips from GE and buy stock. They could take tips from Steve Jobs and buy stock. Apple. They could get Apple tips. But the Wall Street people can't do it. They go to jail. So now that everybody is paying attention to it and the light is shining on the crooks, they've decided to pass a law that says even they can't do it. They can't trade anymore. But how about all the trades that they made before? Wouldn't you like to know what trades these guys made and how much money they made? You think they're worried about the no salary when they've got $20 million in campaign contributions or champagne contributions? Okay. I'm going to find the, I'll give you the intro. I'll be right back. I want to see if I can find the international so we can set this up. bet your kid learns that in communist cucumber school before he learns the Star Spangled Banner, which I don't hear played much anymore. It's like outdated. You know what else is outdated? Freedom. And you losing yours and you don't know it. A summary of the Communist Manifesto. The Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventive justice. Control is the key concept. Read carefully. There's 10 points. This is the 10 commandments of the Communist Party. 1. Abolition of private property. 2. Heavy progressive income tax. 3. Abolition of all rights on inheritance. 4. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. 5. Central bank. 6. Government control of communications and transportation. 7. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. 8. Government control of labor. 9. Corporate farms, regional planning. And 10, which is now a victory, government control of education. Give up rights for the common good. Where people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. You're losing your rights. You don't know how many you don't already have. And if you're born in this last generation, you have no idea how many rights you've already lost. So having said that, hang in there and we'll take a break. Do you want to know the 3 biggest lies in the world? In the United States? 1. We need more money for education. Why are we recruiting foreigners to take their jobs? 2. We need more money for housing. Every American whose home is underwater can blame the party of poverty forever. And 3. The biggest lie of all, I'm proud I'm a Democrat.
I'm okay.
Now the all-seeing eye looks down on Chuck Hagel.
Broadcast.
When Hegel was first introduced, I was comfortable with Hegel. I admired him for pushing up his draft, which nobody did during NAM. And after he was given a cushy assignment to go to Germany, he asked to go to NAM to be with his brother. So people just don't do that. And so Hegel at that point in time was a hero and a warrior and a real American. But something happened to Hegel along the way. And it's really sad. Because now he would prefer that The Hague try Americans. And when I heard that, that was the nail in the coffin. I don't want to see him as Secretary of Defense. That is not a good sign. You want your son tried in The Hague by Dutch guys? In view of the fact that he would subvert American sovereignty and allow the losers of World War II, all of those Benelux nations, they got run over in 10 minutes. And they'll get run over again. And France already has a new list of people to turn over to the new Nazi party, which is the Communist Party, which is very strong in France, by the way. Yeah, they're modern-day communists. I say sayonara, Hegel. The Hague and Hegel fit well together, but he failed American 101. Thank you for your service in NAM, for which I will be eternally grateful, but for this appointment you are not qualified. Do like the shepherds do, and get the flock out of there. Here's one. This came in the 60s. The drugs and the pill came in together. By making readily available drugs of various kinds, by giving the teenager alcohol, by praising his wildness, by stimulating him with sex literature, and advertising to him or her practices as taught in the sex ball, This psychopolitical operator can create the necessary attitude of chaos, idleness, and worthlessness, into which can then be cast the solution which will give the teenager complete freedom everywhere, communism. By this means, the patriotism of youth for their flag can be dulled to the point that they are no longer dangerous as soldiers. While this may require decades to effect, they've had 50 years to do it. They've been here since the 30s. They've had more than 50 years. Capitalism's short-term view will never envisage the lengths across which we can plan. This is an explicit, authoritative acknowledgement by Beria of the capacity of the anti-state strategists to plan strategy for implementation over prolonged periods of a generation or more. How long has the ACLU been working on getting God out of the schools? 80% of America is Christian. Why would you let a handful of communists take God out of the schools when you dominate the public school system? You bought all their communist propaganda. You're trying to be Christian. They're trying to be communists. You turn the other cheek. They don't turn the other cheek. The misalignment of the loyalty of youth to a capitalistic nation sets the proper stage for realignment of loyalties with communism. The subject of loyalties and their realignment is in fact the subject of non-armed conquest of an enemy. The educational programs of psychopolitics must at every hand seek out the levels of youth. They've gotten the colleges, they've gotten the high schools, they've gotten the grammar schools, and now they're going to the kindergartens. It is really sad. You have no idea what's going on. You're watching zombies. You're the zombie. As it seems in foreign nations, let me see what it says here. At every hand seeks the level of youth, become the leaders of the country of the future, and educate them in the belief in the animalistic nature of man. Thus, this must be fashionable. They must be taught to frown upon ideas upon individual endeavor. As it seems in foreign nations that the church is the most ennobling influence, each and every branch and activity of each and every church must one way or another be discredited. Religion must become unfashionable by demonstrating broadly through psychopolitical indoctrination that the soul is non-existent. My friends, you do have a soul, and life is a series of tens, and if you're lucky enough to get 10 tens, you get to be 100. But after that, you're on God's time, and you got to go and stand trial. So make sure, and there are no lawyers in heaven. As it seems in foreign nations that the church is the most ennobling influence, every branch and activity of each and every church must one way or another be discredited. You think that the Boston Globe was concerned about the suffering of boys that were molested by homosexual priests? Do you think the Boston Globe was looking for justice? No. The justice was the facade. The destruction of the Catholic Church was the goal. And they did a very good job. And they had help from inside the Catholic Church, by those who covered it up. There must be no standing belief in the church, and the power of the church must be denied at every hand. There's your ACLU in court every day to take another cross out of the cemetery. By perverting the institutes of a nation and bringing about a general degradation, a population can be brought psychologically to heal. It is as long an arduous road for the psychopolitical operative to achieve the state of mind on the part of a whole nation, but no more than 20 or 30 years should be necessary for the entire program. Having at hand, as we do, the weapons with which we can accomplish our goal. What's the weapons? NBC, nothing but communists. ABC, always be communists. CNN, the Communist News Network. You don't get any news. All you get is cover-up information. When you got four dead bodies and in Benghazi, and you, hey, what are those bodies doing on the ground? Don't look there. Pay no attention to that. Come over here and look at what we're doing here. We're building infrastructure. But why are these guys dead? Don't even pay no attention to it. That's all water under the bridge. Who cares how they died? Come over here. Look at what we're doing. Everybody's getting a cell phone. But how did these guys get killed? Listen, don't even talk about it. Forget about it. That's old news. That's been in the papers. It's gone. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Come over here. Look what we're doing. We're saving money on the military. We're cutting back. While China claims to be increasing their military budget to 17% of the gross national product, they're lying. It's 30% of the gross national product. And when Obama tells you there's only 11 million illegal aliens in the country, he's lying. There are 30 million illegal aliens in the country. And that doesn't count all the gangs in jail. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune to cheer you up. What would you like to hear? Bury Me on the Old Prairie? You ever been in a situation where something wrong is going down and you're not comfortable with it, but you're afraid to make a move because you're going to be criticized by your peers? Well, I guarantee you, you got to become a leader and lead yourself right out of the situation. If something's going around down and you're not comfortable with it, leave. Get out of there. Do whatever you got to do. Get out of there. Stay away from drugs. Anybody that's doing drugs today, the side effects will be here in 10 years. And you're not going to like the way, you're not going to like them when you meet them 10 years from now, I guarantee you. And you're not going to recognize them. Don't go near drugs. The best way to beat drugs is never do the first one. Stay a cherry. And you know what? You'll live 10 tens. You'll get to be 100. And who knows, you may be dancing. You may be on American Idol. And gut feelings are good feelings. Trust your gut.
Take punishment and had to settle down. Now I'm playing it free.
There you go. It's hip to be square. Bill O'Reilly was talking one time on his show, and he mentioned that he doesn't take a drink because he's seen too many guys go down the tubes. Now, that's a drink. You know, that some alcoholics, they can live to be 80, and they end up with barroom tans. But drugs is another thing, man. You short-circuit your life when you do drugs. And don't let the communists tell you that weed is okay. Weed is good. Anybody who ever OD'd started with weed. And when you get in trouble, you notice all these people that get in trouble, that jump off bridges and do all kinds of things and self-destruct. They turn to everybody for help but God. And he's the only guy that can help you. Why would you pay $500 to lay on a couch with a shrink who's crazier than you when you can go Catholic for $5 and get your sins forgiven? And the listener can't tell on you. You can't call the cops. So it's time to go to Jesus and say, "Abide with me, Lord." We got a couple of minutes left. I'll give you a quick joke. It's National Religion Week, and the priest and the rabbi are comparing notes, and the priest goes over to the synagogue, and the rabbi reads from the Torah, and the priest is very impressed, brings him over to the church, and he says, come on in, I'm hearing confessions. So the rabbi sits in the confessional with the priest, and the first guy comes in and goes, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I made love to three girls this week. And the priest says, for your penance, say five Hail Marys and put $5 in the poor box. Second guy comes in and he goes, bless me, Father, I have sinned and I've made love to three girls this week. And the priest says, for your penance, say five Hail Marys and put $5 in the poor box. And all of a sudden, the priest gets a sick call and he has to go out. Somebody's been injured. And he says to the rabbi, take over. So the rabbi's sitting in the confessional, and the next guy comes in and goes, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I made love to two girls this week. And the rabbi says, I'll go out and get another one. They're 3, 4, 5 this week. Okay. We'll close with Amazing Grace.